From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An attack in Pakistan, a gun and bomb attack on Bacha Khan University in the Pakistani town of Charsada Wednesday, left at least 20 people dead and many wounded. A military spokesman says 18 students and two university staff are among the dead. Afghan officials say a suicide car bomb blast near the Russian embassy in Kabul has killed at least 7 people. Police say the attack targeted a minibus carrying the production staff of an Afghan television channel. Several employees of Tolo TV were among the dead. The Taliban claims responsibility. Falling oil prices, China's economic slowdown, and a pessimistic outlook for the overall global economy this year has sparked another sell-off of stocks on global markets. U.S. indexes fell more than 3% at one point before recovering significantly by the close. Stocks in Germany, France, and Britain dropped. Scott Schilati, the vice president of Alpha Modus, blames low oil prices.
The story is, yes, we've seen oil plummet, but the real story is we're probably going to see these low prices longer than you thought. So lower for longer, just like interest rates, is really the story out there.
Scott Schilati. A United Nations delegation flew to Burundi Wednesday to urge the government and the opposition there to begin talking. It is the second time the Security Council has sent someone to Burundi in less than a year, a clear indication of its growing concern about the escalating bloodshed in the country. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power is part of the delegation.
We will come in and throw our weight behind accelerated mediation of the kind that should have taken place over these many months, over the enhanced deployment of a UN presence.
The election-related violence has killed at least 439 people since April. This is VOA News.